وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salamun alaikum. This is Hussein and you're listening to your program For Humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about Islamic teachings and Quranic elements pertaining to humanity. And one of the best ways to know about Islamic values and principles about humanity is to analyze and study the life stories and biographies of those people whom Islam has introduced as the examples for humanity, starting from the Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as he has been introduced in the Holy Quran as an example for those who want to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the pure progeny of the Prophet, as per the narrated hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, al-Thaqalain, hadith al-Thaqalain, he introduced his atra, his pure progeny, as examples, those people whose lifestyle and whose conduct can be taken as a pattern to follow. Now, a very good book in this regard is a book titled A 250-Year-Old Person. This book is a compilation of the sermons and lectures delivered by His Eminence, Grand Martyred Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Husseini al-Khamenei. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless his soul. In this book, he analyzes and studies the life stories and biographies of the 14 infallible imams in the Shia Islam. And we were covering chapter by chapter. We arrived at the chapter 9th, which is about Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. Well, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is the fourth Shia Imam. But the reason that this discussion is in chapter 9th is that we had several other chapters that dealt with independent or some discussions that needed to be discussed independently, like chapters about the event of Karbala and the aftermath of Karbala, or, for example, chapter about the conditions after the demise of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in the chapter about Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, at the beginning, the author talks about some reductionist and incorrect perspectives of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. Some people, the only picture that they have of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is that he was unwell, he had this illness or problem, health problem in Karbala, and then he was taken captive, and that's it. Pretty much everything that they know about Imam Sajjad is this. Well, this is a reductionist view. Another reductionist view is, and this, as he says, can be applied in any seerah, in any biography. When you want to know a biography, the author says there are two ways to understand a person's biography. One way is that, which is also a little bit common. So we just bring in some of the events, life events of this person. We put them according to the timeline and say, okay, this happens first, and then that happens, and then that happens. And then that's the life story of that person. Says that, no, this is not the right way to understand a person's biography. This way you cannot get the main thing in that life, as if it's just like a calendar that is just passing. So Grand Ayatollah Martyr Sayyid Ali Husseini al-Khamenei says that in order to know truly a biography of a person, life story of a person, you need to know the main direction of his life, okay? The main thing in his life. And based on that main direction, you contextualize other events in his life. Now, this is a very valuable insight. And he says this is not working only for the case of Imam Sajjad. This is actually for everyone's biography. If you want to understand people's life, you have to first find the main direction, the main thing in their life, and then understand other events in light of that main direction. We're going to have a break and come back to continue the discussion.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Mustafa. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Mustafa.
Welcome back. This is Hossein, and you're listening to your program for Humanity from IRIB English Radio. We were talking about how we should understand people's biography according to the viewpoint of Grand Ayatollah Martyr Sayyid Ali Hossein al-Khamenei. He says that in order to understand a person's life, you need to understand the main direction of that person in that life, the main project, and then you understand other events in that light. So, and he says, for example, in the life of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, you have several events. And you can understand those events differently based on how you understand the main direction of the life of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. For example, he gives the example of the letter that Imam Sajjad alayhi salam writes to Muhammad bin Shahab Zuhri. Muhammad bin Shahab Zuhri was a scholar, renowned scholar, famous scholar, and well, he had the a kind of chance to get close to the system of caliphate, to the court of the political system of that time. And this letter is a very beautiful letter, actually. This is not in the book, I'm just adding a little bit to it to give you a little bit of context when the author refers to the letter of Imam Sajjad al-Zuhri. So it's a very respectful way of the Imam warning Muhammad bin Shahab about the direction that he has taken in his life. He says that, you know, you're an alim, you're a scholar, you have been given some privilege by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and now you're spending those privileges in order to reinforce and somehow endorse the system of oppression and injustice. And you don't know the amount of covering, the amount of whitewashing that you're bringing to the injustice that is being carried out on these people. And even if you want to make a deal, you should know the value of the thing that you're offering these people by getting close to them. It's a very good letter, actually. It is respectful and at the same time very serious warning. So Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei Ridwanullah Alayhi says that, well, you can understand this letter in different ways. You can understand it as something like, for example, just a random way of protest between two people, like a person protests the behavior of another person. And we had a lot of such instances in history. But then you can also understand that as something, as a part of a greater campaign that the Imam had, or awakening cause, for example. It all depends on how you understand the totality of the life of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. So he says that every small or seemingly a small event in the life of a person can be interpreted differently based on how you understand the whole direction of the life of that person. So he says that now we should understand that thing, that big thing, that big direction in the life of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, in order to be able to understand and interpret and contextualize those small events. So in order to explain that, he enters into a kind of historical analysis of the situation, of the political context, socio-political context from the time of the peace treaty of Imam Hassan onward. Inshallah, we're going to cover that in the next episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jannah, Jannah, it's all I ever wish for. This life is not eternal, but the next will last forever. Jannah.